Time to recap McCook City Council meeting, first one for the month of July. In our studio, City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good. You never get a short-winded going up and down halls, do you?
I was going to share my back-washed coffee with you, but I doubt that you'll want that. And it probably isn't very refreshing, so...
Well, thanks for the offer.
Yeah, no, I won't make you drink that.
Mayor Linda Taylor is here. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Good to have you both here. Can you believe we're off and running with the month of July? Crazy, huh?
We're off and running.
Yes, we are. Literally running. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Kind of an agenda that, little light, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think last meeting was a heavy, heavy agenda. This one didn't have quite as much. I would assume probably the next agenda will have quite a bit on there. Even with it not being really a heavy agenda, there were a lot of discussion items on there. And so that was good. It was good to have an opportunity to go through and discuss some of the issues. There was a topic for discussion that we had a local citizen bring forward. And it's always nice to be able to talk about those kinds of those things. And we had a really good discussion about that. And then also... a former citizen of McCook came in and talked about what they'd be able to offer the city of McCook potentially with the ballpark project and sponsorship and potentially even with the swimming pool. So it was fun to sit and talk, and it was a good meeting. Felt like it went by really fast, but we were there for probably about an hour and 15, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly how long we were there, but I like having those discussions and kind of working through some of these issues together as a group. Makes it easier.
Start first with announcements and recognitions. Anything learned last night?
The only thing that we had for announcements, we will be closed on Thursday for July 4th, but we will be open on Friday then that next day.
Regular hours on Friday then.
Yep.
All right. Consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion?
There was item C that was pulled for discussion. And what it was bless Greg Wolford. This guy does a wonderful job for the city of McCook and all the things that he does. For everything, every opportunity he takes, he helps out. Well, he had typed in on a recommendation for approval for some bids for the streets, West C, West D, and he had typed in West 9th, and it was West 8th Street that we needed to do the plan project bidding for. And so he stopped in to say it was just his fingers did the walking and this needed to be corrected, and that was the only item that was pulled, and we got it taken care of.
We all make typos.
Don't we, though?
All make typos. Yeah. They're just a one number off. That's all. Yeah. I did see that Chamber of Commerce Heritage Day's request for some streets to be closed off. Here we go.
Yeah. Sarah was there last night, but she never got called out of the bullpen, so she was ready to go. But, she's excited. I know the Chamber is excited for Heritage Days. It's hard to believe we're not that far off. You're only talking about 2.5 months now at this point in time. So the Chamber's starting to make arrangements, making plans for closing down certain streets and getting things arranged. I know that the Chamber's really excited because they have kind of moved forward with the theme. It's going to be an Oktoberfest theme. And they've been working really hard to kind of make that German Bavarian mm-hmm. feel that would go along with that. And so Sarah, she's been calling around trying to find polka bands. And on the 23rd polka band, she hit a home run. So they found a polka band. And so there'll be a big street dance. That'll be that Saturday night. And she was looking forward to hopefully maybe making it a neat opportunity. I know that we've got some German food that's going to be served out there. I think that Adam Wolford's going to help out with that, and there's going to be beer and just kind of a neat event, kind of a fun event, and maybe an homage to, the old German Heritage Days. Mm-hmm. I know it's Heritage Days now, but I remember it as German Heritage Days. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be kind of a fun thing, I think, for everyone. And everybody enjoys Oktoberfest. I think it's just a fun thing to do. I went to one in Lincoln here not too long ago. It would have been part of, what's the brewery? Kincaidor. They've got a bar down in Lincoln, and they threw a big Oktoberfest. And it was just a fun time. You had the Oompa band, and you had people dancing, and they were caramelizing their beer with a brand. I'd never seen that before, but it was just really neat, and so I think it'd be a fun thing for our community to get to have here in McCook.
Who would imagine that a polka band would be in such high demand?
Man, they're hard to... Well, but every town back in the day used to have a polka band. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember as a little kid, the polka bands were everywhere, but I don't know if it's as easy to find polka bands mm-hmm. anymore. I'm assuming that McCook probably had a polka band at one point in time. Maybe multiple, but yeah, they're hard to find. And I think every time we were traveling to a tennis meet this year, Sarah was on the phone trying to convince someone to serve as the mm-hmm. polka band for the Heritage Days. And I think she'd kind of given up hope, but she was able to find someone, and she's really excited about it.
Good for her.
It'll
That's
be neat.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be a fun thing.
You bet.
We're going to have to bring Don Harps out to teach us all how to polka. Do you know how to polka?
Well, Sarah was teaching. Yeah, Sarah was teaching me yesterday. She actually, because I had never polka'd before.
Oh.
Do you have two left feet?
I have two left feet.
Okay, definitely. I just wondered.
Even worse, they may be two right feet. So, but she explained it to me, and it makes sense. And it's actually something that I think that even I could do. I don't think it's going to be that complicated to do it. Watch me fall on my face. When
no, absolutely not.
But yeah, make sure you get your drendels and your lederhosen and all that good stuff. And I know that she was telling Kyle Potthoff that she found some good lederhosen, and she's trying to convince him that he would look good in that. And Kyle's trying to turn that, because I already know I've got to wear it. She already ordered the lederhosen for me. So, but yeah, it'll be a fun event. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's going to have a great time.
Anything else? I mean, that was pretty much consent agenda. That was pretty much it, wasn't it?
Yes, that was pretty much it.
Regular agenda last night, a presentation from Grant Fleming from the Nebraska Public Power District.
I think we got our wires crossed. He wasn't able to attend, and so we'll try to bring him back. He's actually taking Stan Klaus, who was our service manager. He serviced our account. So we'll try to get Grant back up here so he can introduce himself to the city and talk about some of the things that MPPD has going on, you know, here in our area and abroad. So, but it kind of led into the conversation that we had afterwards, which was, We receive a percentage of revenue from MPPD that they take in from the citizens of McCook who pay in their utility bills. And right now we're at 12.5%. We have the option to bring that up an additional 0.5% on an annual basis pursuant to the contract that we signed with them in 2019. And we've chosen not to up to this point in time, but we've been going back through looking at our numbers. And this last year, we were down, it was a 10-month period that we're looking at in 2023, and then the 10-month period here in 2024. We were down, fiscal year 23, fiscal year 24, we were down probably about $36,000. And there's really not a great reason for it other than probably the green energy initiatives probably are cutting back on some of those costs. Or revenue that's being received. And so on our end, in order to try to make sure that we're stabilizing our revenue, the council decided to go ahead and increase our percentage that we take in from MPPD another 0.5%, which should offset some of that loss. And we've had these discussions before in the past, at least one more discussion in the past about this. And it's always a hard decision to make, but obviously we can't go back as far as the revenue that we're bringing in. We've got to make sure that we're keeping that constant. And so that 0.5% will come into effect on October 1st. We had to give them 90 days notice, so we'll let them know today that was the decision of the council. And hopefully we see those numbers stabilize. And that is actually what we utilize. That's a big chunk of what we use to fund our employees insurance program at the city of McCook. And so it's always a little concerning when you see those numbers start to drop, when you know where those funds are going to and the importance of it. So anyway, tough decisions, but also at the same time, you know, we got to make sure that we're able to operate and function. And so we'll get that enacted and MPPD will have that in October 1st. So,
all right, Linda, anything?
No.
Okay. We move on. An ordinance amending the City of McCook's Code of Ordinances by adding a Chapter 75, Section 75 through including... I'll just let you go if I just... Yeah,
yeah, don't worry about
this
that.
This is way over my head, yeah. Nate. I'll let you explain this.
Well, I'll turn it over to Mayor Taylor. I'll let her go ahead and take this one.
We've had a lot of discussion on this, and it was approved on the second of three readings. But what we're talking about is... UTVs in the city of McCook. I mean, I've learned more about ATVs, UTVs, golf carts than I've ever wanted to know in my whole life.
That's true.
But what we're talking about is what to allow in the city of McCook for safety concerns and also for traffic, because there's nothing worse in a 30-mile-an-hour zone than to have somebody going 10 miles an hour. And so we've had a lot of discussion about this. Last night we had child restraint discussion, driving around with child on your lap. There needs to be a lot put into place for this. And you know what? City staff is doing an excellent job with our chief of police putting together an ordinance that will be good. Now, we know that the state of Nebraska could come in and change all this next year during their session. And if they do, then we'll be able to change the ordinance. But we've been working hard in order to make this a great ordinance for everybody here in McCook to be able to work with.
Now, you had a presentation along with this by a McCook resident, too.
Yeah, Randall Girdle was asking if golf cars, would be considered as a UTV for purposes of the ordinance. And there's got to be a little bit of research done on that, probably. The state of Nebraska allows golf cars. They don't allow golf carts. Golf cars have to be similar to UTVs. You know, you have to have turn signals. You have to have appropriate lighting. You have to have safety restraints. I know that last night Kyle Potthoff had brought up the possibility, and I need to go through and take a look at this language, that a roll bar would be necessary as well, too, which could create complications if that's mandatory. But we need to go through, take a look at that. We wanted to continue with the UTV ordinance, so we didn't make any changes with respect to the golf car, golf cart discussion. But there was good discussion regarding that last night, and good points for, and also probably some good points against. You know, obviously the biggest issue would probably be safety. A little bit different than a UTV. A UTV is a little bit different in nature than a golf cart. But I also know that golf carts are kind of easy to get around in, a little bit cheaper. You know, with UTVs, you're talking about a price point that's similar to a car. Yeah. With a golf cart, it's not quite the same. And what does that mean? You know, one of the things that we had discussed was, you know, speed limits. Does it start to create issues if you've got golf cart or golf cars that are not equipped with the we were talking about governor systems and things like that, but the correct mechanics to make sure that it's going to be able to operate at a speed that's not going to create issues for anybody else. And so just a lot of things to think about, and the council had asked the staff to go back in and take a look at it. I had the same conversation when I was city attorney for Indianola, a little bit different, but there was an issue with golf carts, and at that time I was talking to Joel Smith, who was familiar with the law, and I might have to reach back out to Joel to pick his brain on this one, because golf cars, I think, are not the same as golf carts. And so a golf car would be something that would be more similar to, you know, a side-by-side UTV. A golf cart would be what you would see on Heritage Hills, you know, and obviously that's a lot different than what you would see with the UTV as far as what they're capable of and whatnot. So we'll take a look at that, and it's going to take a little bit of time. I know that Nate Mustin was going to start working on that this week and hopefully start making some inroads, in addition to making some tweaks to the UTV ordinance to make sure that we're addressing some of the safety concerns that Councilmember Whedon expressed, specifically in reference to making sure that we don't have people that are riding around with children on their laps, and also making sure that we've addressed proper safety equipment, whether it's car seats or whatever, for children under the age of 6. That's what the state law states for vehicles, normal type vehicles. So we got a little bit more work to do. I knew that when we started the UTV discussion, there's going to be a lot of thought that was going to be required. And it's nice to have this discussion with the council and with the community because we can kind of work through some of these issues together as a group. And we've looked at this thing probably about 20 different ways till Sunday, and having some other conversations with other people looking at it from a different perspective is always helpful.
All right. Anything else? We move on. Update regarding the swimming pool project, the ballpark project. Hal, what's the latest on this now?
Oh, wow. This is it. September 17th, we hope to be able to have, or July. Yeah. I'm thinking September. No, he'll kill me. Yeah. I'm still having a party at Heritage Days, Pocan. July 17th, we hope to have the pool open, and it will be exciting for everybody in McCook. Anybody that's driven by there has known that Crothers has worked hard for this day to happen, and they've been really, really good at getting it ready to go. So we're looking for a grand opening on the 17th of July.
Yes. July 17th. Looking forward to that. What's the late? I know we talked about lifeguards.
Lifeguards. I think that we're getting it kind of figured out. Yeah. I had two or three more applications come in this last week. I think we're at around 13 or 14. I had a good conversation with Sarah Calvert. We were kind of comparing McCook's situation to, she's in Cambridge. She was telling me, she said they had 18 lifeguards in Cambridge, and so they had four on at any one point in time. And it still was a struggle at times for them. And obviously, you know, a shortened season, you know, we talked about the possibility maybe of doing some weekends here or there. But if we could get maybe twice the amount of what we need as far as lifeguards on the ground at any one given time, which is nine, if we're going to fully operate the swimming pool, that might be a good number to shoot for. There's one more lifeguard class. Again, I was working with Sarah, and she was kind of coordinating it through the YMCA for one more class of lifeguard training, which we're looking at doing. It'd be next week. I think it was that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. Which would be the week before the pool opened. And so I'm just throwing this out there to anybody that wants to have a fun adventure. You know, it's going to be crazy when it opens up. You're going to have a lot of people here, and rightfully so. It's been a project that's been, you know, in the works for a long time, and it looks awesome. We walked it the other day with the Carruthers staff, and it's going to be a real source of pride, and it's gonna be fun. We definitely need to make sure that we've got the staffing's the most important with anything that we do. You know, we can only do what we can staff, and so if we could find some more lifeguards, I already told my daughter, I said, I don't care what your excuses are, you're gonna go out there and you're gonna do it. I think that assistant city manager Tara Cutter is having the same conversation with her family. And for the sake of operations, it'd be really nice if we could find maybe about five more lifeguards. So that's what we're shooting for. A couple of items that still need to be left or need to be finished. We got the backflow preventer that still needs to be installed. We've got the electrical panel that it was supposed to come in this week, and maybe they're in the process of installing it. I think they got everything done. I saw them working in the bathhouse over the weekend, and I saw them taking care of some of the loose ends that were there. But by and large, everything's pretty much ready to go. And we had to schedule our opening around the state of Nebraska's inspector when they could actually come out. They're coming out on the 15th. I think that's that Monday. And so if everything goes well, then we can open up on that Wednesday. We're hoping that we get a certificate of occupancy from the inspector, and that's going to be go time. So we'll have all of our staff, pool operator, Renelle Mooney, she's been awesome, you know, coordinating this. And it's been really hard because we haven't had dates and times, and so I'm really appreciative of her efforts. I think we're going to get at least, you know, a good two or three weeks in, and then we can see about a modified schedule after that. Once school starts, maybe we can do some things on the weekends. I did have some questions about hours. We'll probably keep the same hours that we've had before. And I think it was 1 to 7, if I remember correctly, on the weekdays. And then weekends were a little bit different. I had some questions about, well, could they do some parties and stuff like that this year? I said, let's just wait till we get through this year, and then we can start working through some of those things. I think everybody's so excited, they're just like, let's go. And I'm as city manager, I'm worried about staffing is what really concerns me. And so I just kind of want to see how things are going to work for now, and then we can start making some arrangements for this following year.
That's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Probably just sit that Wednesday. I'm just going to sit up there and just watch kids swim. I just can't wait. I mean, we've been working on this for 10 years. So, it's going to be fun to get this done.
All right. So, once again, July 17th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's the go time.
Yep.
How about the latest on the ballpark project?
Ballpark purchase agreement has been signed. And we're hoping for a closing date of August 1st, but that could potentially get pushed back. We actually sent everything over to the title company to make sure that we get the title opinion done. We're going to have it surveyed just to make sure that we know exactly, what our lot is going to look like. But at the end of the day, things are moving forward pretty quickly. We had a good conversation with a company that builds ballparks this last week, and kind of opened our eyes to some of the things that I think that we're going to need to do and some things that we need to consider. We also have been working on trying to get some names together for a ballpark and sports complex committee. And Mayor Taylor and Kyle Potthoff and Tara Cutter and Tyler Kalinske and myself, we were just kind of thinking about some of the ballpark users that we're familiar with, and also some people that are really familiar with the game of soccer, who might be able to help us with that as well, too. And then we'll get that group together, and then we're going to start going. And I'll probably also enlist Craig Bennett to help us with this. He's familiar with that area. Have somebody that can kind of help plan, what a subdivision would look like, a good location for the ballpark to be located in relationship to where the future residential properties will be located, which also will take into account any commercial development that would occur in that area. So a lot of things to do and a lot of puzzle pieces to fit together, but I think that we're ready to go. I'm so excited for this project is a game changer for McCook, flat out. And, then you start talking about development to the north. As part of this project, we're going to be extending sewer to Highway 83, and that's also part of the wastewater treatment plant project. But we have water, don't have sewer. That's what's hamstrung our ability to move to the north. You start talking about a sewer extension project and hitting the highway with that and getting to the other side of the highway, you start talking about a whole realm of possibilities that we probably haven't even considered yet at this point. But we're going to be able to access that west side and start doing some things that we could have only dreamed of. So, and it may not happen right away. I mean, I know I'm an instant gratification guy too, but but this stuff takes time, and I hope that everybody is patient, because patience is a virtue when you start talking about development projects. And so first up for us is the ballpark. That's what the ballot question, was specifically related to. We've got to get that done. And we may not be the developers, obviously, for these projects, but there are developers that are currently speaking with the EDC and City of McCook that are really excited about this project and have expressed interest about wanting to locate in that area. So we will be in good shape.
Good news.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
You betcha it is. You had a presentation from Ryan Patrick of Sportsman Solutions?
Well, it was high-level promotions, and it's really exciting because Mike Roth, one of our own, came into the city council chambers last night, and he was able to talk to us about what they do. And what they do is they come in and they identify potential revenue sources. So if we're talking about a ballpark complex, maybe naming rights, first of all, we will put in the name that Walters possibly, and then maybe it'll be Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper or whoever, or a bank or someone that wants to have naming rights for that field. And they do a lot of this. They go out and get corporate sponsorships. And so he said he'd like to assist the city of McCook with identifying potential revenue sources for this ball field, which is really exciting.
Yeah, what we would like to try to do, and the name would be the preferred name by the seller. That's part of the purchase agreement, and so that's going to be the primary name. but then there'd be a sponsorship that would be after that. So it'd either be sponsored by, you know, company XYZ or powered by entity ABC, whatever it is. And then also specific units could also be identified. We also talked about that in conjunction with the swimming pool, which we haven't really talked about up to this point in time. But on our end at the city, what I kind of am excited about this kind of a structure, we would be able to start putting some money away from these sponsorships into a sinking fund. What we would like to do with this ballpark project is to turf it. And turf is good for about 10 to 12 years, and then after that, you're probably going to have to replace it. And I don't want to, you know, make it so it's a burden on taxpayers if we can avoid that. But if we could create the sinking fund through the sponsorship process, you know, and finding sponsors that are paying in, and they were giving us some numbers as far as what they've done in other communities. They've been in Beatrice, they're in Omaha. They were, you know, really highlighting a project in Norwalk, Iowa, and also Clyde, Texas. But they have said that is a good way to offset some of your expenses. We know that turf is going to be expensive, but if you have some money there to kind of offset that expense and you just put that into a fund on a on an annual basis to account for the new upgrades that'll have to be done 10, 12, 15 years from now, you're going to be in pretty good shape. So we're just kind of looking at it from an operational standpoint. You know, how are we going to make sure that we're going to be able to operate this into the future? And this would be one way that I think we could you know, really make it easier on the taxpayers in McCook and maybe make it easier on the city of McCook as well, too. So we also talked about what the contract may look like. You know, one of the questions I asked yesterday was, well, would you want the contract to start when we've got a plan in place as opposed to, you know, right now? Because they were talking about a 1 or a 2 year term. And it probably would be easier to sell a sponsorship if people could actually see what the park is going to look like. So that might be a conversation that we have to have moving into the future. But I feel comfortable with Mike. I think Mike did a good job with his presentation. And I think that there's definitely, you know, a connection there since Mike is a local guy. I have had some conversations with him, and I can tell he feels very strongly about this. And so that's exciting for me to know that we've got somebody that'd be involved that would be, you know, looking out for McCook's best interests and really putting the best foot forward. So, and he had mentioned to me yesterday that he was in the same class as you, Rich. And so that was...
I was just going to say, you're talking Mike Senior or Mike Jr.?
Mike Jr. Mike Jr., yeah.
87.
Yeah, yeah, class of 87. Yeah, you guys had some big dogs in that class.
Yeah, some good guys.
And yeah, yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, but...
You bet.
But yeah, he did a great job. And I really think that thinking outside of the box, we're going to be able to come up with some revenue sources through this, you know, and whatever that may be, because we're going to need some help and assistance. I don't know the first thing about, you know, marketing sponsorship rights. We need someone to help us manage that, because there's got to be somebody with those connections or that has the ability to do that, you know, for the city of McCook that would give us more bang for the buck. And so it makes perfect sense to me. And if there are funds that are out there that's available for this, we need to go after that. Mm-hmm. So we'll bring a contract back. It's just a matter of when that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I had asked them to make a presentation to the council so that way the council could familiarize themselves with who they were. And so it's exciting. A lot of things to think about. You start talking about construction companies. You start talking about sponsorship rights. You start talking about, you know, all these different things that you don't even really think about. You know, layout, planning. You know, what the subdivision is going to look like in total, because it's not just the ballpark. Like I said, it's going to be a lot more. On our end, what we've been doing is identifying the funds here this past week. I met with Leanne yesterday, and we're going through the general fund accounts on sales tax and those kinds of things to see, okay, this, when we issue the bonds, you know, this is going to be what we use to go ahead and pay off, you know, the non-ballpark side of that purchase. And then, you know, we'll have the sales tax that will pay for the ballpark side of the purchase. And so making sure that we comply with the will of the people, you know, just try to do things the right way. And so a lot of work that goes into it. My head hurts sometimes when I think about it. But But it is exciting, and I think, you know, I've had some very positive conversations with people here the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I did reach out to some people that expressed concern, and after I talked to them, they said, oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I said the same thing last night. If anybody has any questions or concerns, feel free to give me a phone call over at the city. I can help out with those questions and concerns. Not saying I know everything, but I think that the reasoning is solid, and I think that if people heard what we had to say, I think they'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. So,
some more on this coming up at future meetings.
There'll be a lot more on this, yeah.
One more ordinance, this one dealing with weeds, litter, stagnant water.
We passed that ordinance on second of third readings, and so we're moving forward with that.
All right. One more reading coming up at the next meeting,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Council comments, anything last night?
You know, one of the things I want to say is the fact that Mike pointed out that we're right between Denver, Cheyenne, and Wichita. Mm-hmm. He said this is an ideal place for a sports complex of that type. Mm-hmm. And he said, you realize what this will do for this area. And yes, we do, but we also realize that it's a lot of work to get to that point, mm-hmm. and a lot of people working together to get it done.
That's terrific. Good presentation by Mike last
night. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was good to have Mike here, and it was good to hear what their services could provide. So.
You bet. Next meeting is going to be coming up on the 15th.
July 15th, yep.
Anything in between?
No planning commission. We'll have an airport advisory commission meeting on the 8th. That'll be at noon. Aside from that, I can't think of any other meetings that we have. So.
Reminder, city offices will be closed on Thursday. We're reopen again on Friday.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, guys. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Mayor Linda Taylor, good to see you.
Thank you, Rich. Always good to see you.